is conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 zoning district, agricultural residential district, for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 1.457 acres, more or less. The property is located east of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 1,150 feet southwest of Joylands Way, Road 289. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 502. Staff did receive comments back from DLDOT regarding the service level. A TIS was not required. We also received comments from the Utility Planning Department of the Engineering Department, stating that that it is in an operated in a sewer district, and that they will, when sewer becomes available, they would need to tie into sewer, because currently they are using an on-site septic. Staff did provide analysis, and the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet, and that included multiple items regarding the application. Thank you.
All right, then. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney with the firm of Morris, James, Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard in Georgetown, and I have the privilege of representing Delmarva Shore Equity. I have with me this evening Mr. David George, to my left, your right, who is the principal of the business that is located on this site. As Ms. Cornwell has indicated, there is an exhibit booklet which has been prepared and presented to you, which gives you a summary of the application that we are presenting to you this evening, and that is that the site be allowed to have a conditional use for a warehouse and office to receive and store HVAC equipment, vehicle parking, and related activities that would take place there. This particular site is located on Delaware Route 24, known as John J. Williams Highway. Excuse me. It is generally across the road from the Volunteer Fire Company structure that's operated by Lewis and Rehoboth Beach. The acreage is 1.457 acres, and it is in an AR1 agricultural residential district. We're asking the conditional use again as a warehouse and office for the storage and receipt of HVAC equipment. This property is located in an environmentally sensitive development zone in a low density area and is a level 2 within the state strategies map for spending. Copies of surveys and any reports that we may have been given to you. There is at this particular site currently, although it will be in a sanitary sewer district at some time, on-site sanitary waste disposal, and there is also on-site water supply. And I will ask Mr. George to come to the podium, and we'll ask him a few questions. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Dave George.
And you are the owner of this site, is that correct?
Yes.
Let me ask a better question. You're one of the principals of Delaware Shore Equity.
Yes.
Your wife is the other owner?
That's correct.
Okay, you're one of the owners. Do you operate a business out of this site, or will you operate a business out of this site?
We will. At this point, we operate it out of our home, and we have for 22 years.
And what is the name of the business that you operate?
All Temp Air.
And what do you do in that business?
Heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration.
And the work that you do is done on site as it would be here, or do you go to your customer sites?
We go to the customer.
Okay. Would you please describe, just in general terms, what the site looks like that we're looking to get the conditional use for?
It's an acre and a half cleared. We left a 10-foot wooded buffer on the right side. To the rear of the property is a natural wooded area and then some farmed agricultural. On the left side, there is another pole barn that it's just used for storage at this point.
And there is only one building on site, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you expect that there will be a second building at some time?
Yes, at some point we'd like to put a home in front of the pole barn.
And the proposed use of the building that's on this site currently for this conditional use is what?
storage. We're looking to store equipment and vehicles in the building.
Do you have any security lighting on this building?
We do.
And what does that security, where is the security lighting?
On the corners of the building, aimed at the ground.
And does it, to the best of your knowledge, reflect over onto the adjacent property owners?
No.
excuse me, your day-to-day operations on site will be what if you are granted this conditional use?
Our employees have their own vehicles, service vehicles, and they start at their home and go to the first job. If they need parts or materials during the day, they would drop back to this building to pick things up.
To be clear, they do not meet at your building the first thing in the morning and go out to their assignments. They go straight to their assignments.
The assignments are done through email, and they start from their homes.
Okay. And at the end of the day, do they come back to the office, or do they go home?
Go home.
Okay. They use their own vehicles, or do they use your vehicles?
My vehicles, service vehicles, yeah.
How many employees do you have?
Two.
And what would you estimate would be the number of trips per day that this site would generate?
I don't know that it would be every day. Occasionally, I would say at the most one or two.
And how many deliveries a week do you expect?
2 to 3.
Now, John J. Williams Highway is pretty well known by all the people sitting on the commission. What's the effect of that highway on your ability to get in and get out of this site?
It hasn't been a problem, but I am surprised at the steady flow of traffic on that road.
And do you anticipate that your activities on site will have any negative effect on John J. Williams Highway?
I do not. Seems very minuscule compared to what's going on Route 24.
Do you have an opinion as to whether or not this proposed use of the property is compatible with your neighborhood?
I think it is. There are two boat storage areas within a mile of this. The firehouse is across the street. There's a church. There's an upholstery business two lots down from this.
Your lot is screened, excuse me, the uses that you would make on this lot would be screened from your neighbors, is that correct?
Yes, as I said, we left a buffer on the one side. I'm looking to plant additional buffers, but I have to get through stormwater first, so.
And how's that going for you?
Tedious, very expensive, but at some point we'll be done.
Okay. Do you have a wastewater treatment facility on site?
Yes, standard septic and a well.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. George, and so if you'll take a seat for a second, I'll make a couple concluding remarks. Gentlemen, you heard Mr. George describe for you the nature of the business that he proposes to make on the site. While it does seem like the description of the business would imply that it's greater than it really is, and as you've heard, he only has 2 employees, and the property will be used for the storage and receipt of materials and supplies for his business. The staff has made a letter or prepared a letter and analysis which expresses no objection to the granting of this application. I have provided to you sample proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. If you favor us with your granting of a recommendation of approval tonight, then Mr. George and I are prepared to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you, and we'll see who has one, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yeah, Mr. Schrader, the equipment, the service equipment or whatever, will that be serviced on site as far as all changes, maintenance of that equipment?
No, all that is done just as your system in your own home. We come to the home and do the repairs.
I meant the vehicles themselves. The
vehicle no, we don't do our own repair. They're done at shops.
So you don't do any oil changes or anything of that nature, no?
Mm-hmm.
The refrigerant that you have, you keep refrigerant on site?
Yes.
And I'm not familiar, so I apologize for ignorance, but is any of that classified as hazardous in any way?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think the rest of this application is pretty straightforward, so I have no other questions.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
All right, Mr. Brandaway? Cornwell.
No, thank you.
Counselor?
None here, thanks.
Well, how about that? You gentlemen will take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2048, Delaware Shore Equity LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2048? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.